All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Rock Ridge Music Program continues to perform very well as it relates to IHSA competition. The solo and ensemble standings have been released. And for band, Rock Ridge currently in first place. And for vocal, tied for first place with Monmouth Roseville. And some final competitions taking place April 17th virtually. All right, Carly Mueller, a senior, tell us a little bit about your involvement in band and chorus, and how have you been involved with this IHSA stuff?
Well, I've been involved 4 years with both band and choir. This year I took a solo and two other ensembles for band, and for choir I took a solo and two other ensembles, and for large group, I'm going to be with the Magicals for choir. For band, I was in a percussion choir, and I will be in a jazz band.
So you're pretty busy. So you've had success. So you've had success. So tell us about kind of the music program as it relates to band and chorus at Rock Ridge. Why is that tradition been so successful and so important to that school district?
I think it's important because, you know, for a long time we've had really good standings, mostly due to our good teaching staff who actually goes in and cares and tries to better us as best as they can. And because, like, we've gotten first place past 5 years other than last year, I think that's why it's super important to the community and just to the school in general to keep that reputation going.
Yeah, and you talk about that tradition and the success, and the trophy case kind of speaks for itself. So you know about the tradition, so it's important to continue that, right? Speak to that a little bit.
I think the tradition is really important to the community because it gives, like, a sense of pride to just the students and the staff of the school, but everyone else in the community. It's something to, like, look to and be like, hey, my kids did this or that.
And then can you kind of compare and contrast, you know, doing it virtually this year? The pandemic has impacted everything. How is that much different from, you know, maybe your freshman and sophomore year when you performed in front of, you know, basically a live audience? Now it's a virtual thing. What type of differences does that present?
I think the biggest difference is, like, you have to record everything. And for this year, you could take as many recordings as you wanted to get, like, that perfect solo or ensemble. Whereas in the past, it's just one shot you have, and you're in front of a lot of people, so that gives you a lot more nerves, too. So you're a lot more worried about how it's going to go, whereas, like, virtually, you can do as many times as you want and have a little less nerve, be a little bit more confident with what you're about to perform.
And then just as far as this being your senior year, how important is it kind of to go out on top? And then, too, you're doing it during the pandemic, which kind of adds to it. So what about that?
Yeah, I think for my senior year, I would like to be, you know, on the top because it's a way to finally, like, cement, like, this is my legacy or something in this for the school. And it just also kind of makes you feel better about leaving behind, like, your success for those to look up to and hopefully want to be better.
Yeah, and just in terms of, you know, so many people think that the IHSA is synonymous with high school sports, right? When you say IHSA, well, you think about the football season or the basketball season or wrestling or softball or baseball. But they do a good job of recognizing the arts and activities and music. Why do you think that is important, that they provide a true state title? You know, you call it a state title in music. That's pretty neat that they do that, isn't it?
Yeah. I believe that, like, they do that because, you know, not every kid is involved in, you know, like, a sport. So they want to recognize those who are active in music because it's just the same kind of. You're involved in it. It's your activity. It should be the same way for both sports and music.
All right. So kind of just kind of explain what happens now. So in terms of the IHSA solo and ensemble top three categories, you have band, Rock Ridge in first place in Class B, and then vocal. Class B, Rock Ridge is tied for first with Monmouth Roseville. Can you kind of explain what happens now then? April 17th is the next, like, I guess, big date?
Yeah, so next we go to what we call our organizational contest. It's basically our big groups, so our choirs, like our jazz, which is also a magical choir, our girls choir, our big mixed choir and boys choir. And then for band, we have just our normal band and then our jazz band. And once we go on April 17th, we take those and send those away. And basically that gives us more points to decide to see if whether or not we are going to be state champions. It all comes down to this one. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Carly Mueller is involved in a lot of different music and, or I should say, a chorus and a band activities at Rock Ridge. Great music program there. Carly Mueller, good luck with that April 17th competition, and go Rockets. Thanks for helping us out today.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.